views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing our connection with the universe to affect change for optimal success and happiness. Are you looking for direction with your relationships, business, purpose, or simply life? Well, you're at the right place. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, gifted others, but mostly you. Get ready for a slice of life's journey, Eve's objective guidance, tarot, readings, and the momentum you need to move beyond whatever crossroad you're stuck at. Now here's your amazing host, Eve.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing the power of the universe for happier living. My name is Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. So thrilled to be here today. I hope everyone had a wonderful and safe holiday weekend. Thank you, Benny, for driving this bus, and thank you to one and all for tuning in. In just a few moments, I will be bringing on my guests today, authors Linda Starr Wolf and Nita Gage, to talk about their new book, which is amazing, called Soul Whispering, The Art of Awakening Shamanic Consciousness. We're talking shamanic healing and breath work today because, frankly, I got a lot of questions. In the second half of the show, I will be doing a one-card tarot card reading for callers and then turning it over to my guests for their unique insight from their shamanic healing perspectives. If you're interested in getting a reading, give us a call at 800-930-2819. If you're tuning in for the first time, welcome, welcome, welcome. Just a brief bit about who I am and my approach. I'm an intuitive coach and professional tarot card reader who works with clients around the world in helping them tap into their own power to affect change for optimal success and happiness. In addition to personal readings, I also do readings at events nationwide, such as birthday parties, baby showers, corporate retreats, bridal showers, you name it. Last year, I was featured in the book Top 50 Psychics and Mediums in the United States, which was such an incredible honor. If you're interested in scheduling a session or inquiring about an event you're hosting, you can find me at Elite Tarot. That's www.elitetarot.com or mainstreammetaphysicsradio.com. I always like to come up with a tarot card that talks to the theme of the show, and the card that came to mind today was the Hermit. The Hermit is card number 9 of the Major Arcana. This is one of those cards which is often misunderstood, and in fact, when it appears in a reading, can feel a little ominous. Yet, it is a beautiful card in its simplicity of spirit. In this card, you see a man walking through the snow, following the light of his lantern that he holds in his right hand. In his left hand, he holds a sturdy and dependable walking stick to help traverse the landscape. This card is often about allowing the light of the universe lead the way forward to shine through you as you allow your true authentic self to shine on your unique journey. The primary tool he uses is his walking stick, or we might look at it as a wand, one of the suits of the Minor Arcana. While this is not a wand card, I like to think of it as a wand, which represents imagination and expansiveness of spirit energy as the primary tool that the person uses to find his path of authenticity with divine light. In addition, he's walking due west, which in a tarot spread usually looks to the past. So often, by going backward to the past in a safe space, we can release trauma so it no longer serves as obstacles for us. Now, this card does not say that you are or will be a hermit, but rather that the path for healing and self-enlightenment is ultimately a solo journey. Your journey is unique and will look like that of no one else on this planet, yet know that you are not alone and that there are clues, symbols, guides, and breadcrumbs from the universe to follow as you embrace your journey from a place of strength, love, and harmony. Well, let me get to introducing my guest who can talk to this a bit better than I can. Linda Starr Wolf is the founding director and president of Venus Rising Association for Transformation, Venus Rising University, and the Shamanic Ministers Global Network. The creator of the Shamanic Breathwork Process, she is the author of 9 books, including Shamanic Breathwork, Shamanic Mysteries of Egypt, and Visionary Shamanism. Nita Gage has a doctorate in shamanic psycho-spiritual psychology and a master's degree in clinical psychology. She is a master shamanic breathwork practitioner and visiting faculty member for Venus Rising Association for Transformation. She's also a teacher at the Hoffman Institute in California, and she has created Healer Within Retreats for medical professionals and is the co-founder of the Neuroimaginal Institute. So let me tell you, these people know their stuff. So let's bring them on board. Welcome, Linda and Nita, to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you, Eve.
I am so happy that you are here, and I have so many things I want to ask you about the book, which I really loved and I appreciated so much because it was written not from a kind of this is what you do first, this is what you do second, but rather it showed vulnerability as you shared your personal stories and your journeys along with those of your students and others. And to tell you the truth, it was such a page-turner at times because the stories were so gripping. But it was so clear that you wrote this book with total love, and I really appreciate that. But before we get to all of that, I got to put my mainstream hat on and ask you some basic questions here.
Okay.
What is a shaman?
Well, that seems to be... This is Star Wolf. And that's kind of the million-dollar question of the hour right now, Eve. Everywhere I go, that's what is a shaman? And, you know, I think that there's many definitions for that, but the first definition really has been for many, many years, for millennia really, is the wounded healer. And in most indigenous cultures, the wounded healer was the one in the tribe that was a little bit different, a little quirky, we would call it today. Maybe there was something, maybe there was an illness or even a mental illness or some sort of drama or trauma that being went through, could be in childhood, adolescence, or adulthood, or even several instances throughout their life where no one could figure out basically a cure for them. And they basically had to self-heal. And in that self-healing, many times they went on fantastic inner journeys. They were connected to animals, perhaps, to plants, to nature, to the elements. And in that self-healing, that traditional shaman would emerge. Sometimes they were trained by elders for a number of years. But the thing they had in common was this desire to serve their tribe or their community. And the tribe and community was not just the people, but it was the land. It was everything around them. They knew a way all the way into the depths, if you will, of despair or pain and suffering, and how to go through a symbolic death and a rebirth and to come back out as in this transformational state. From that place, they were then able to be guides for others. So that's the traditional way of thinking about it, and shamanism has been found all around the world, in every country and in every time, although they might not have been called the shaman. They could have been called many, many different things: mystics, muses, all druids, priestesses, all kinds of things. The modern day shaman, for me, which is where I feel that we are right now, and Nita will speak more into this as well, but we're really looking at it as soul whispering, that we are now at an evolutionary point in I guess you could say in humankind's evolution on the planet, that we really have to learn how, like the plants, the trees, the animals, and all of nature has learned how to do to listen and pay attention to our own inner guidance, to our own evolutionary imaginal process that's happening within, so that we can do what we need to do, not only for our own healing, but for our communities and for the world. And there's really an endless amount of ways right now that people are beginning to learn to listen and apply that wisdom not only to themselves, but to those they serve. That's kind of the short version of owning the shaman within, or the listening to the soul whisper. But that really is what we're looking at, is that it's time for each one of us to step up and own this energy and be able to listen to it and acknowledge the self-healing that we've done on our journey and share that with others.
I love that. And thank you very much for giving me that kind of overview. Nita, do you have anything you'd like to add in terms of it from the modern perspective?
I think you said it very well, Starwolf. I would just add that what I've noticed from working so many years with medical professionals, physicians and nurses, and working in hospitals, both working in psychiatric hospitals and also then as a consultant for the well-being of doctors and nurses, what I've noticed is that there's been a full circle return to these natural healing methods, that Western medicine is aware that it's extremely good at acute illness. Break your arm, you break your leg, you want to go to a Western doctor. But they're also admitting their vulnerability and limitations with chronic illnesses, and that's where they're turning back to nature walks are now being prescribed by physicians, to shamanic journeys are being prescribed by physicians, sound healing is being prescribed by physicians. So that part of the reason that's happened is that modern science research, neuroscience and neurobiology and cardiobiology, have all discovered that our cells are connected by the same natural forces that shamans have been working with for years, and that the power of our ability to imagine and vision healing has had an incredibly researched, profound impact on the ability of us to heal our own bodies. So there's this searching by Western medicine and actually going to South America, going to Native American shamans, and coming to the work that Starwolf and I do to understand how the body heals itself and how mind, body, spirit are not just integrated, but they're all one. So I think that is a really exciting thing about medicine these days.
Absolutely. Oh, I love everything you just said. And we're going to talk some more right after the break, but we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'll be talking more with my guests, Linda Starwolf and Nita Gage, authors of Soul Whispering. Plus, we'll be doing joint readings later on in the show. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
Way over yonder is a place that I know, where I can find shelter.
Bree Gibbs is a fourth-generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Bree works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Bree's services and products, visit silvergaia.com. That's silvergaia.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days, because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Awareness is universal. Establishing a living awareness through meditation brings peaceful, healthy, and creative well-being into your everyday life. The practice of living awareness, Spiritfire's own meditation practice, is built on this belief and is designed for every level of practitioner. Each year, Spiritfire hosts living awareness meditation retreats that allow you to explore the practice in depth at our retreat center in beautiful Western Massachusetts. Introduce yourself to meditation and the practice at the Foundations Retreat. Attend, in silence, a silent meditation retreat focused on mindfulness, presence, and nature. Or be engaged with the meditation sittings themselves at the Deepening Retreat. Start adding to your awareness and attend a meditation retreat designed to cultivate consciousness in your everyday life. For details on attending a Living Awareness Meditation Retreat, visit upcoming events at www.spiritfire.com.
Do you want to heal your body and mind? Your body has a lot to tell you if you just learn to listen to your intuition. Audrey Michelle, host of Rewired Life Radio, can help you peel away the layers that are holding you back from living your best life. Tune in to Rewired Life Radio. Learn to love, heal, celebrate on Transformation Talk Radio every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. Connect with Audrey at audreymichelle.com.
You, yes, you, can be the highest version of yourself. Wellness coach and natural beauty expert Dr. Agnes Renkel is on a mission to help you play the game of your life. Win in vibrancy, health, and beauty, because you deserve it. Dr. Agnes goes beyond the limits in her personal coaching sessions to revolutionize health and wellness. Now is the time to unleash your true power. For more information, visit dragnesfrankel.com.
From a hunger and cold, and the sweet taste in
welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, with my guests, Star Wolf and Nita Gage, authors of Soul Whispering, The Art of Awakening Shamanic Consciousness. I will also be doing a one-card reading shortly, with Star Wolf and Nita offering their perspectives on the situation. So if you're interested in a reading, give us a call at 800-930-2819. So before we go further on, Star Wolf and Nita, I've got so many more questions, but could you please share with our listeners how they can learn more about you?
Sure. If you'd like to contact me, this is Star Wolf, and learn more about the university, our training programs, our certification as shamanic ministers, ordained shamanic ministers, as shamanic breathwork practitioners, or if you just want to know about how to get involved in a shamanic transformational program for your own healing, please contact us through our website at www.shamanicbreathwork.org, and you can find all of my staff emails there and phone numbers. And if you'd like to keep up with us on tours, radio shows, all the things that we're doing right now, you can go to my Facebook page, which is quite active, which is Linda Star Wolf. So I post a lot on there. In fact, I just posted from the East West Bookstore last night here at Mountain View in California.
Oh, so. Wonderful. And Nita?
Actually, probably the simplest way to get a hold of me is also to go through the Venus Rising contact. And you can also go through my website, which is www.neuroimaginalinstitute.com. Either one will get you information about me.
Excellent. Right before we went to break, we were starting to talk about trauma. And, you know, so often we carry around trauma from our past and childhood. And in your book, you said something that I had to note down. It was really profound and really talks to this. And in your book, you say, living consciously means shifting our story from being wounded victims to being spiritual beings who are undergoing personal initiation on a path of authenticity. And I absolutely love that, because it talks about the fact that we're not kind of bound to that trauma. Star Wolf, is that something you could talk a little bit and expand a little bit more on?
Sure. And both Nita and I have extensive personal and professional experience with this. And I would say that one of the first things I think is really important is for all of us to acknowledge, everyone to acknowledge their woundedness. And this is not about going into a victim mentality, but the planet itself that we live on every day, we're either experiencing personal trauma ourselves, if we watch any news, read any newspapers, or even drive down the road in a busy city, we'll see car accidents. We can't take these things for granted. We've learned how to live on a planet that is a planet of light and dark, of shadow and light. There's constantly, this is what I would call this, we are on a shamanic planet. And on this shamanic planet, we are constantly subject to these experiences of either real death or symbolic death, which means change, and rebirth every day of our lives. Anything that we do, we almost have to just stay in bed and not move, not to be subject to some sort of experience of what many of us have interpreted as being wounded or hurt or traumatized. And as we grow up as children on the planet, you know, many people say, well, we're children of God, you know, whatever people relate to with that term God. It doesn't matter whether it's great mystery, great spirit, or from a scientific term. But whatever that supreme kind of energy is, that great mystery that we try to define and sometimes make sense of for ourselves, whatever that's about, every day of our lives, we're trying to understand, why me? Why has this happened to me? Why is this happening into the world? And even if we're not consciously doing that, we're pushing it into the shadows, the subconscious is trying to figure it out. But as we acknowledge that we are not only children of God or children of the universe, but it's time for us to be grown-ups of God or grown-ups of the universe, we begin to step into a more powerful place, like you were speaking about earlier in the card that you were speaking about. I believe it was the Hermit, or in my mm-hmm. mind, it's Thoth. We begin to have access, direct access. It's like the universe trusts us with the keys to the car and says, you know, be home by midnight, you know, call if you need to. The universe is beginning to trust us and say, you know, it's time for us to reframe this and to say, these are not, even though they are certainly traumatic experiences, and some of the experiences are horrific, these are initiations. These are can be transformed into opportunities for growth. Everything that happens to us, both from the light and the shadow, is giving us an opportunity to see it through a different lens. And the minute we change our perception, the absolute minute we can see it from a different picture, I call it the bigger picture or the bigger story. Like Joseph Campbell said, the great mythologist, have a big story or no story at all. The moment we can change it to a bigger story and see it and do the work that we need to do to heal ourselves, we then become way shores for others. And we stop seeing ourselves as victims, and we see that, yes, this may have been a very difficult experience. Nita and I are both not strangers to that, as all. We've had our fair share of those, and we've both worked literally with hundreds of thousands of people through these experiences. And we know that the moment that we can change our perception, in that moment there really is a healing. And we understand we have just been through a powerful initiation that has made us a bigger soul.
But Nita, for people who might be listening and saying, that's all well and good, but I don't think I can release this. Is this something that, can you not release it? Or is there something that can work for everyone in terms of being able to see themselves less as a victim, but rather as from that place of strength?
Yeah, I think that's a really good question, because there sometimes can be the feeling that it takes a special sort of person to release their trauma, and it can be shaming to say that, oh, you know, you've got to release your trauma and then you can transform, which is not what Starwolf's saying, but I understand that sometimes people can take it that way. What I've learned, what Starwolf and I have both learned in working with people in all kinds of settings, you know, put on our psychotherapy hats, on our clinical psychology hats, is that exactly what neuroscience and medicine is really talking about in all the mainstream medical journals, is that trauma itself, what actually happens to us, is not always the issue. Trauma is also about what didn't happen. So when you're having a traumatic, abusive experience, what's missing? What's missing is a context and a nurturing, loving, understanding place to process what's happened so that you'll see one person who can go through something that's considered quite traumatic and come out of it in a different way than another person does. And that has everything to do with how we hold it. This is where you have the ability to do the self-healing. Now, I want to add that I don't think people can always do that alone. This is what we're talking about when we talk about soul whispering. I do think there's places that you sometimes need help with, and that may be with the work that we really do, which we call shamanic breath work. We can talk about that later.
Yep.
But these are deep healing methods that get you to a place where you can be on the other side and then begin to transform. I don't want to ever give the impression, and neither does Starwolf, that this is always easy. And people really do need support. There's all kinds of ways to get that support, through therapy, through 12-step programs, through the Hoffman process, which I also teach. People need help and support. They can't. I don't want ever people to think they can do it on their own. And I think that's a really important piece.
Absolutely. And I always stress with clients that this is also not a sign of weakness. It's not a matter of, I'm not strong enough to, I guess I'm not strong enough to tackle this on my own. It's actually a sign of great strength to be able to do this. I always talk about the fact that for you to go from couch to marathon, it would be helpful to have a physical coach with you to help navigate that physical transformation. And so when you're going from being in a place of helplessness and hopelessness and that trauma to being in that place of joy, to have that some sort of system or coach to help navigate that emotional transition is anything but a sign of weakness. And we're going to talk a little bit more about this, as well as get into what shamanic breath work is in terms of tools that people can actually use to help form this connection in their process. So hang tight, because we're going to take just another quick break. And when we come back, we'll be talking more with my guests, Starwolf and Nita Gage. So please stay tuned. You are listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear? From the great unknown? From the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are? The universe put someone here to talk to. Someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Justice Welling. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spiritualdeed.com.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Disco.
discover the healing medicine from the giant monkey tree frog Cambo. Cambo practitioner Ginny Rutherford and professional psychic Todd Rolson have come together for lively discussions of alternative healing medicines from the Amazon. Ginny and Todd bring you Cambo Talk Radio. Tune in each Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific to hear from guests all over the world with real life stories and the medicinal benefits of Cambo. For more information, visit CamboKiss.com.
Tune in to the Psychic Professor's Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net for show days and times.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. You can learn more about me, schedule a reading, or inquire about readings for an upcoming event that you're hosting at EliteTarot.com or MainstreamMetaphysicsRadio.com. If you are just tuning in, I am here talking with my fantastic guests, Star Wolf and Nita Gage, authors of Soul Whispering, The Art of Awakening Shamanic Consciousness. And again, before we finish to go into more talking about the book, can you briefly let listeners know a bit more about how they can reach you in case they're just tuning in, Star Wolf?
www.shamanicbreathwork.org. And if you go onto our events page, you can see the events that are happening. But you can also contact us through there, through my office. You can contact both Nita and I that way. And Nita also has another website, the Neuroimaginal website. So either way, we reach us.
Excellent. Well, right before the break, we were talking more about releasing trauma and not feeling as if you're completely alone, even though you're the one going through it, but you do have all the different tools and support to help you as a sign of strength to go from that place to a place of joy. And one of the tools that you talk about in the book is the breath work. Star Wolf, could you talk a little bit more about what is shamanic breath work?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, shamanic breath work comes from many different, I guess you could say, avenues and many different traditions, and it's really an integrative method for not only bringing up trauma and bringing it into consciousness, but for releasing some of the energy around it and then also helping you to move through it and see that bigger picture or bigger story and to view it as an initiation rather than just trauma. So it is trauma, but it also becomes an initiation. And for me personally, I started doing, and I know that Nita has this too, we both have a long history of working with things like transcendental meditation, with yoga, with guided imagery, all of those things that actually began back in the 60s and 70s, and that were brought, a lot of them brought over to this country from Eastern traditions. And then also being an adolescent myself in the 60s, I like to say I did some psychedelic research. That's what I call it now. And it was some real research, I'm here to tell you. I do not recommend the kind of research that I did, but it did teach me a lot. And it taught me a lot about what not to do, actually, as well as what to do. And then the emerging psycho-spiritual psychologies and the huge push and recovery movement that began in the 70s and 80s. When I say recovery, I'm also a licensed addictions professional, so I was very involved when the first term came out. It wasn't a word before then, about 1970, something called codependency, which most people are aware of now. So all of those streams of consciousness, and then Jungian psychology, which has really become very popular today, but in the 50s and 60s, for many people, was just seen as pseudo-psychology, not even a real psychology. And bringing all those things together and working then and moving into it in my 30s, I really went into investigating deeper what shamanic wisdom was, traditional shamanism with native teachers, indigenous teachers, and actually and was adopted by Seneca Wolf Clan grandmother named Grandmother Twyla Nitch, and who was a Wolf Clan grandmother of the Seneca Nation. And Nita, in the book, we talk about where she was actually grew up on a reservation. So we have this rich, rich background from many, many, many streams of consciousness. And the reason I share that with you is because all of that informs shamanic breathwork. Nita and I actually met at another type of breathwork where I was a lead trainer and Nita came to participate in that. And shortly after that, we became fast friends. And then at some point, it was time, I realized, for me to integrate all these different streams of consciousness to create what we call shamanic breathwork. And Nita was like actually the first person I ever certified as a shamanic breathwork facilitator. And that's now we have hundreds of people certified. But so we've been at this together for a long time. So in a nutshell, the shamanic breathwork process itself is a process that believes that the healer is within, and yet at the same time, as we just spoke about a moment before, most often it's done with another person that's your co-journeyer, that's holding the space for you to go into a breathing exercise to access deeper parts of your psyche and to allow whatever comes forth to come forth. And there's many different pieces to it that I don't have time to go into right now, but it's involved. We have chakra-attuned music, the breathing method itself, the co-journeyer or facilitator that's doing body work if there's some sort of energy release work that wants to be done, a short art process that's done, mandala work afterwards, and then actually listen to the person share their journey. And that sharing of the journey, coming back from the shamanic journey and sharing it, is a huge piece of the healing. Even if there's not a whole lot of feedback from the facilitator, which sometimes there can be if a person's kind of lost or stuck, but more the sharing of it is a big part of the healing and, of course, the cathartic releases that occur during the process. That's a very condensed meaning of shamanic breathwork. But, of course, I have another book that I wrote many years ago called Shamanic Breathwork Journey, Journeying Beyond the Limits of the Self. That gives the whole book is dedicated to what the shamanic breathwork really is.
Excellent. And Nita, did you have anything you wanted to add to that?
No, I think she's given a very thorough description
perfect.
Of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, perfect.
You know, and I also really appreciate the stories in the book about your personal journeys, and you talked about the psychedelic research that you did, and what I like about the shamanic breath work is that you can achieve that same level of inner awareness and authenticity, but without anything addictive or fattening or anything like that adding to you. So I really appreciate that, especially because you also talked about your work with addiction. Mm-hmm. Can you talk a little bit more about that connection on how this can help people going through addiction issues?
Nita, would you like to speak to that?
Sure. As Star Wolf said, she and I are both addiction professionals as well and have worked in treatment centers. My experience with it is that people who are addicted to substances are looking for this deeper state of consciousness, and that's usually what gets people into it, and then the addiction follows. And so giving people an alternate way to reach those states of expanding consciousness and opening themselves up without substances has become very important. And in my experience, I've worked with, and as a Star Wolf, I mean, I've worked with lots and lots of people, including medical doctors, who are researching all kinds of plant medicine and hallucinogenics and having, I think that there's some wonderful properties to that. But then they come and do the shamanic breath work and always tell us that they get the same, if not a deeper level of experience, of altered state, of expansion without side effects and without the worry about the addiction. And, you know, with deepest respect for plant medicine, it is nice to know that there is another way to do altered states of consciousness, which frankly, as human beings, we are hardwired for if we just learn to access them.
Yeah, you know, I always say that if your foot hurts, you can see a podiatrist, an orthopedic surgeon, a Reiki practitioner, or an acupuncturist. And it's ultimately you with the person who's got the foot that is needing care and attention to determine what is best for you, but to recognize that there are those options available to you and how important that is. We're going to go take our last break coming up. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about this. I am talking here with Star Wolf and Nita Gage, authors of Soul Whispering, The Art of Awakening Shamanic Consciousness. Again, we're going to just take one more break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Diane Robbins, published author and channel, connects our hearts to the hearts of beings in advanced civilizations as she taps into the cosmos. We are living in important times now as we merge our consciousness with these of other realms and raise our vibration and awaken to who we are and why we are here. Learn to live in unconditional love. Visit DianeRobbins.com today and immerse yourself in the many books, newsletters, and channeling Diane has to offer.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Be you plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you. Tune in every month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
Powerful insight and practical tools to support you on your spiritual journey. Access your higher self and tune in every second and fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin, Walking the Path of Freedom. Andrew is a highly attuned intuitive oracle, energy worker, spiritual teacher, and international radio host. For more about Andrew and his services, visit thelightedones.com.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Children fit in the snow. Why do I feel I don't fit in anywhere I go? Rivers belong where they can ramble. Eagles belong where they...
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, with my guests, Star Wolf and Nita Gage, authors of Soul Whispering, The Art of Awakening Shamanic Consciousness. And we have got our first caller. Welcome. Before we get to calls, though, I just want people to know that I am not a lawyer, doctor, therapist, or realtor, and that a reading should never be taken as a substitute for guidance from a licensed professional. So let us bring on our first caller, David. David, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Thanks, Eve. Great show today.
Oh, thank you. Is there anything you have a question about, like guidance from us on?
With the show today, the resonating thing that I had, you know, had going a lot of changes and coming from the having you know, the trauma, the injuries, whatever. So the changes are really starting to happen now, and so that's just where I'm
excellent.
At and kind of calling about.
Excellent. Well, first of all, thank you for sharing that you're going through those changes and releasing that trauma. Fantastic. What the card that I pulled that jumped out was the Ten of Pentacles. And in this card, this is a card about continuing to live in the moment and not chase an end specific result. Because if you're chasing, it's got to look a particular way. And once we get to the other side of the rainbow, then what can happen is that we miss so many of the detours and the guides and all the great things that come up along the way that might allow for some new directions that perhaps you aren't imagining. The more you can just take each day as it comes, but staying as present as possible, knowing that you are creating your future as you go, rather than chasing a future that you have somewhere implanted as the end destination, the more that your journey will continue forward with strength. Does that resonate? Does that make sense?
It really does. I guess that feels to be ready to
You are doing it, and your journey, as I said earlier, is completely unique. And so your journey is going to be different from mine, from Nita's, from Star Wolf's. And so there's no use in comparison, but rather making your journey with purpose. Let me see if my guests have anything that they would like to add to David. Nita, is there anything that you'd like to add?
No, you've said it very well. Just continue to follow your own wisdom and to be open to it without a result-oriented thinking.
Excellent. Star Wolf, is there anything that you'd like to share?
I think that it's very important on the journey, as you're making changes, to make sure that you have grounding cords and connections. And for me, that this particular energy is saying it's important that you either have others around you, or a co-journeyer who's supporting you during this time as you ground yourself for the big changes that are coming at a very real, concrete level.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Someone just to walk beside you and support you in that way.
And again,
and
David, do you believe that you are releasing trauma and that you are taking the most amazing journey forward?
Yeah, I do.
Excellent. I love hearing that. I'm a big believer of those words, and they have weight and they have power. Thank you so much. I hope this has been helpful for you, David.
Oh, it's been really helpful. Thanks, Eve.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you so much for calling. You know, before we close the show.
Blessings on your journey, David.
Excellent. You know, before we close the show, there's something I also wanted to kind of quickly get to. I know that when so many of the people who listen to the show are very intuitive, such as yourselves, and they're working with energy and they're dealing with all of that. I know when I did crisis work with police, you're going into a person's, in a sense, their worst nightmare, their worst day of their life. And without those tools in place, it can kind of suck you in, and then you're not able to do your job effectively. How are you, are there ways that you can kind of provide in terms of protecting yourself and others who are super intuitive and very empathic on being able to be a support and be around that energy, but also not bring it in so much that it impacts your life?
Absolutely. This is something that I've learned. This is Star Wars, the hard way. In my innocence, in my youth, I really thought, oh, I don't need any protection. You know, I'm a person who doesn't carry umbrellas or wear raincoats, you know, in my life. So I just like to be free. I have that very free nature. But I've learned that I absolutely have to protect myself. And one of the best ways to protect myself is very simple. I take care of myself. You know, this morning I had, Nita and I had green shakes and protein shakes and our vitamins and, you know, I take really good care of my physical body. And even though I work a lot, I travel a lot, I make sure that I have a space where I can rest in between time. Very basic things of the root chakra, of a good place to rest, to sleep, walks in nature. We took a walk in nature the other day on our day off. Grounding your physical vehicle is absolutely essential if you're going to do psychic or shamanic work. If you can't be human, you can't be of service to others. It's one thing to be spiritual, but to be able to be of service to others, you have to be in these bodies and have this vehicle. In addition to that, when we are actually in, like for last night when I was at the East West Bookstore in Mountain View, California, I started off with that group of around 30 people by calling in the directions and doing a sacred ceremony before we began the breathwork experience. So there's a whole plethora of things that one can do that work. But the main thing is to find something that works for you. Take care of your physical vehicle. Make sure you have at least one good friend, like Nita and I do, that knows everything about you, that you can share with, and that you're not alone in the world, that you have someone you can do emotional processing with. And work to build your spiritual relationship with your spirit guides and helpers. And there's a vast number of things that you can do to create the protection for yourself in order to go in and work with others. If you're going to work with others in trauma, make sure that you have a strong vehicle to do so.
I love those suggestions, except for the green shakes. I don't know, because I got the Frappuccino thing going. But I love everything else.
Not for everybody.
Before we close this show, could you please let listeners again know where they can reach you and what's next for both of you on your ever-evolving journeys?
Yes, again, it's www.shamanicbreathwork.org. You can go there to contact Starwolf or myself, Nita Gage. And what's on the horizon is more training programs. We're specifically going to start some training programs for soul whisperers. It's a new form of psychotherapy and shamanic work, as well as all the other things that are being done through Venus Rising Institute and University. You want to add anything, Starwolf?
Just if you go on to the events page on Shamanic Breathwork, you're going to see events all the way into 2019. And more to be added regularly. So we're busy bees, and we're loving what we're doing, and we're really excited to be developing this new soul whispering training, which will also include breath work, as well as many other things. So,
yeah. I love it. Will both of you come back for a future show? It's been so lovely talking to both of you today.
Oh, of course.
Sure.
Thank you, Eve, so much.
Oh,
and come and breathe with us, Eve. Come breathe with us sometime.
I would love that. I would love that.
Yeah.
So I can't believe the hour has shot by so fast. I want to thank everyone for tuning in to our healing show on Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. Thank you, Benny, for running this show, and thank you to one and all for tuning in. It is such a blessing for me to be able to do this show each week, and I look forward to next week's show. Please join me every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, with peace and love and gratitude. See you back here next time.
You've been listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio with your host, Eve. Join us Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to harness the power of the universe for optimal success and happiness as Eve continues to take metaphysics mainstream. Until then, learn more about Eve and Elite Tarot at EliteTarot.com. That's EliteTarot.com. See you next week.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.